This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wortley of Good Morning. Secretary of State Jim Kondo says his office is actively taking steps to protect the state's election system from being manipulated by foreign or domestic computer hackers. He says it would be very difficult for someone to use their computer to actually alter the election results in Vermont towns. That's because all towns in the state tally their votes either by using paper ballots or ballots that are fed into an optical scan machine. Kondo says Vermont's vote counting system is decentralized and that the optical scan machines are standalone tabulators not linked to any outside system.
It would be very difficult. In fact, if you think about it, first of all, state law says that they cannot be connected to the internet by hardwire or Wi-Fi or in any way.
Montpelier is one of the several dozen communities using an optical scan machine. Montpelier City Clerk John Odom says safeguarding the election system will require an ongoing commitment to upgrade security measures. Meanwhile, in a special election for Burlington City Council Tuesday, Democrat and progressive Ali Jang beat out Republican Vince Dober to represent Ward 7 in the city's new North End. Jang will fill the seat vacated by Democrat Tom Ayers, who announced his resignation in April after accepting a new job in Randolph. The election makes Deng the second new American to serve on the 12-member city council. According to V.T. Digger, he moved to the United States from West Africa in 2007. Governor Phil Scott says he understands why advocates for marijuana legalization in Vermont are angry that it didn't pass this year. But speaking Tuesday on Vermont Edition, Scott urged perspective.
This isn't dead. That's what I think is being lost amongst many. This bill is just on sabbatical. It's just on summer vacation.
Marijuana legalization had a chance of passing during the special session last week, but Republican lawmakers in the House, along with some Democrats and independents, declined to suspend the rules needed to take up the legislation. Scott claims that was not a problem he had anticipated when he told lawmakers he would be willing to sign a revised bill.
I wasn't thinking about a rule suspension or that could hold up the process. It didn't even enter my mind at all.
Scott said if Democratic lawmakers had really wanted to pass legalization this year, they could have attached the bill to the budget. Two juveniles have been identified as suspects in an April lockdown at the Essex High School. Both are expected to face charges. Essex Police Chief Brad LaRose says the Vermont incident is part of a larger national investigation. Officials call it a case of swatting, when individuals call in hoax complaints to drain police resources. Essex Police and the FBI worked the case. Essex Police Captain George Murdy says one suspect is a 14-year-old boy from Vermont. The other is from another state. He says social media and a cyber investigation helped identify the juveniles.